You're in the mix.
It's about to go down.
Hey! Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Oh yeah. Welcome to the Chop, your one-stop spot to be informed, motivated, entertained, and inspired. You rocking with yours truly, Dave Otakulis, a.k.a. the Smile Collector, a.k.a. Mr. I Do This. You know what time it is. Hey, I know it's been a long time since I've been here.
Damn, son, where'd you
find this? But I'm back. And if you listen to the old episodes, you're going to see, man, he wasn't ready.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Well, what's up now? You feel what I'm saying? What's up now? And I'm coming through laying everybody down, nigga. Everybody getting laid the fuck down, nigga.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Round of applause, man. That was a hell of an intro. I'm just playing with this motherfucking buttons, nigga. This podcaster, roadcaster, podcaster pro shit, man. I done elevated up my motherfucking game, nigga.
Yeah.
What's up? Crazy house in this motherfucking,
what's up,
nigga.
Now, partner?
Yeah.
You're in a mix.
It's about to go down.
I want to thank all y'all for pulling up to the Chop Spot tonight. It's going to be a grand rising. Yeah. That way. I'm feeling it. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. What we talking about tonight? We talking about the effects of social media on Gen X. Have they become, or have we become, an instinctless society? What do you mean, Davo? An instinctless society. I mean, we don't have the ability to think for ourselves. Let me give you an example. Donald Trump ran for president. Nobody expected Donald Trump to win. Once Donald Trump won, popular culture, when in my generation, everybody loved Donald Trump. They wanted to get into Trump mansions. They wanted to be rich like Donald Trump. And once he gets elected as president, then suddenly he's this racist. Mm-hmm. The effects of social media. The effects of social media, not on our youngsters, but on us as a society as a whole, we become instinctless. And I'm saying we, speaking for the general public, because I want to include everybody. I'm not exempt, because in some way I have become instinctless too. Some things motivate me on social media, some things influence me, some things don't. You know what I'm saying? But have you become instinctless? Have you lost the ability to think for yourself? That's the ultimate question. And that's the influence of social media on society, that we become instinctless. We've lost the ability to think for ourselves, to make our own decisions. Why? Because we are motivated and influenced by the narrative of social media. This girl gets a fat ass. Some skinny girl in America or in some country in the world, skinny with low self-esteem, feels deemed necessary for her to get a fat ass or some nice breasts and all that extra shit. We have lost our instincts, people. We have clearly been robbed of our instincts.
You're in a mix.
It's about to go down.
We ain't gonna keep it all technical, cause this ain't what we here for. But this podcast is for niggas that wear the condom to the club. He went there prepared, man. This podcast is also for the ladies and gentlemen. Duck and Renter Center. And they done put your name on the application as a reference. But they keep calling you like you owe them motherfuckers for whatever your friend got that put you down for the reference. This podcast is for you. You in the chop, baby. Your one-stop spot. We gonna keep it moving, man. Mandating vaccines. They mandating. Mandating. Kyrie is taking his stance. Big ups to Kyrie Irving, man. Big ups to Kyrie Irving for taking his stance in the NBA. Standing strong on the vaccine shit, man. I can dig it. He getting paid millions, so he should have that choice. If he don't want a motherfucking play, then he shouldn't have to. It should be his right. Which leads me to this question. Let me slow it down just a little bit. It leads me to this question. Is the mandate for the vaccine a play on a power move or for the love of science and the health of the general people? Ooh, nobody asking that question.
What's up now, partner?
Ain't nobody asking that.
You're in a mix.
Is it for science or is it for a power move? Jim Crow Joe Biden out here motherfucking trying to strong arm shit. Basically trying to put the motherfucking figure four in the headlock on companies and businesses and say, hey, you don't get this motherfucking, you don't mandate this vaccine to your employees, nigga, we gonna tax y'all niggas. And you ask yourself, how can the president do that? Why? Because his son, Hunter Biden, is tied into the stock game. The ultimate business entity game. Y'all don't understand that, man. It's deeper than rap. It's deeper than this. You gotta look past Cardi B. You gotta look past Lil Boosie. Now, I don't give a fuck what Lil Boosie talking about. Nobody cares. I don't give a fuck about. Only verses I ever cared about was Jadakiss. I'm a Jadakiss fan. Big up to Jadakiss.
You're in a mix.
But dropping a classic versus battle. Let me stay on tune. Let me stay on topic. Let me stay on topic. Jim Crow Joe Biden is in collusion with the Chinese government to take away your liberties, your freedoms, and everything you stand for, the Constitution stands for. He's in collusion with Jing Shang, whatever the fuck this nigga's name is. See, this nigga already got shit implemented in place to where, nigga, he's shutting shit down. Everything is monitored. Even to the fact where this nigga wrote a book of his thoughts, his thinking, that the kids in his country have to learn. Why do the kids have to learn that? Why are the kids an important entity? When it's war, you get the kids, you get the people. All you got to do is influence the minds of the people. And not only the people, but influence the minds of the children, because those are the people that's coming up next, right? Hence, Lil Nas X, this bullshit he doing. I respect your humanity, my nigga. I don't respect the choice. Do what you want to do. I'm going to respect you as a man, because that's what you are. That other shit, my nigga, that shit ain't flying. That shit under the radar. I wish I'd have seen you pull up, nigga, at the photo shoot with your baby bump. I'd have punched you in your fucking head, nigga. Straight up. Punched you in your face. And then when I asked your mama, why you raised this fuck nigga like this? Shit crazy, man. You in the chop spot. We breaking this shit down. We chopping it up, man.
You're in a mix. It's about to go.
Hey, Cat Williams was just talking about he want to battle Kevin Hart. on a versus type shit. And I'm thinking in my mind, how's that going to play out? How's Kevin Hart and Cat Williams going to do the verses? Are they going to do like a roast off? Cat grill Kev, Kev grill Cat? Because honestly, Cat Williams to me, and this is just my preference, is a much better relatable comedian than Kevin Hart. I mean, there's some specials Kevin had that I like, but I didn't laugh at all of them. There's no Cat Williams special that you're going to watch that you're not going to laugh at. There's not one. And if you find one, you let me know.
You're in a mix.
It's about to go, down.
This episode of the Chat Spot Podcast is brought to you in part by Ignited Infusions, hand-poured candles and wax melts. Shop online for an assortment of long-lasting scents that are sure to set the tone and elevate your mood. Shop online at ignitedinfusions.com.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah. Mic check 1-2. We got to take a pause for the calls and pay some bills, man. I'm at Cashland right now trying to cash an old check from 95. I was 15 then. Think they going to cash that motherfucker? Round of applause to all my niggas in life making strides, man. This podcast for all you niggas that ain't beefing with your baby mama tonight. Yeah. This podcast for all you niggas paying your child support on time. Uh-huh. You the real MVP.
You're in a mix.
Yeah!
You the real MVP, man.
Hey!
I know they don't want to give you your credit, but I'm a Dave Odo Cool is gonna give you your credit, nigga. This for you. Keep paying that child support, my guy. Keep winning. This podcast is for all my niggas that still respect hard work, nigga. Not hard work, smart work. We gonna say smart work. Cause I ain't working hard these days, nigga. It's 2021.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah, nigga, we knee deep neck in this bitch.
You're in a mix.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
And we gonna keep it rolling. Keep it moving, man. I like the vibe of this shit, man. And that audio is just nice. I think I might be just a little too close. Right there. Okay. Iron sharpen irons, my nigga. Each one, teach one, man. You your biggest enemy. Remember that. We gonna keep you niggas long, man. We only here to entertain, inspire, and motivate. And hopefully you get one of those aspects out of this show, man. From the chop, man. It's the one-stop spot, baby. Your one-stop spot. You get it? You in the chop. Your one-stop spot to chop, baby. I'm about to put that in my motherfucking shits, man. Drop a bomb for that. I like that.
Dom DeMarco.
That was boss.
Yeah.
I like the way this feel.
Hey.
So we're going to keep it rocking, man. At this same tone, this same vibe right here, man. Keep it funky, though. You in the chop. Your one-stop spot, baby. And before I go, I want to say, when they ask you how you doing, you tell them better than you. Don't tell me what somebody said about me. Tell them why they felt comfortable telling you. You in the chat, baby.